God Gaining Momentum Conference. We decree that the seed sown in our lives this whole week will germinate and bear fruits in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have worship. Amen. Somebody excited? Can you jam your hands together? Give the Lord a big shout this morning. Hallelujah. Please take your seat. We had an awesome time throughout this week. So awesome, so awesome. And I, again, one more time, want to appreciate all the members of the workforce. They were amazing throughout this week. The level of sacrifice, level of excellence, and commitment that was put in. Please help me clap for them. Help me clap for them. Thank you. You guys really impressed me. I know the work can be crazy sometimes. And I pray for you that the same way God says He's too righteous to forget your labor of love, I pray that every sacrifice, every seed, every effort that you put in, God will reward it in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. We've been building on the word of God, and this is the grand finale for Gaining Momentum. And I'm excited. I'm excited for what God is going to do. For those that missed the conference, I don't know what you were doing and how you could miss such a wonderful conference. I don't know what you were doing. Psalm 92. Let's read our text scripture for the year and for the whole conference. It said, the righteous shall do what? No, I need energy. The righteous shall do what? Flourish like the palm tree. Always put like the palm tree. Because that describes how you will flourish. Because palm trees flourish all around. Every part of a palm tree is useful and valuable. That's how your life will be in the name of Jesus. I need that word to enter your spirit. That's how your life will be in the name of Jesus. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree, and it shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Next verse. It says, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall do what? One of the major secrets of flourishing is to be planted. This is not the year to be a freelance Christian. To be a Sunday Christian. Planted means you make a home in God's house. You can't just be visiting, you know. Why would you want to do a Sunday Christian? God wants you planted. The secret to flourishing this year is to be planted. Trees can't bear fruits if they are uprooted every week. They must remain planted to bear fruits. So those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall do what? Flourish in the courts of our God. And he said, you will bear fruit in old age and you will be fat and flourish. That will be your portion in the name of Jesus. That amen can be louder. Amen. So this morning we're going to round up the Gaining Momentum with the scripture Apostle Selman started with. We're just going to build on that and finish it. Galatians chapter 6 from verse 7. I want us to read together. Everybody go, one, two, read. One more time, louder. All right, next verse. Next verse. It says, for he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap what? Corruption. But he that soweth to the spirit shall of the spirit reap what? Life everlasting. When they mean, if you sow to the flesh, you reap corruption. The word corruption there means waste, decay, something dying. And they said, when you sow to the spirit, you reap, you know, everlasting life. I told them in the first service, this natural world is a dying world. As long as you are here, you are literally dying every day. From the day you are born, you are dying. Sad, but it's true. That's why I was telling them that the reason is because the first man that came into this world ate of the fruit he wasn't supposed to eat of. Since that time, death started. In fact, before Adam ate the fruit, we were already in eternal life or everlasting life. We're not going to die. We're not going to die. That's why God told Adam that the day you eat of this fruit, you will surely what? Die. Before that time, there was no die. In fact, there was no idea of what death actually means. So the first man messed up. That's why we are all in a mess. That's why, for instance, I don't know why people will spend their first few days of the year doing something else and not being in church and not being in the program. The first affects the rest. Did you hear what I said? I said the first does what? Affects the rest. Start your year with God, guys. Start your year with God. So we had a whole men of God from every part of the world, and some people were at home. Kai. It's too early to start Sunday Christian. All that investment was to bless you and to make sure the first few days of the year for you is in the right. Some people were at home. Some people went to the beach. Some people were sleeping. When you sow to the flesh, say you are going to sow death. When you sow to the spirit, then you are sowing life. Are you here, somebody? The first affects the rest. So you don't start your first few days of the year hustling. Say, I was at work. That's not done. Even if you're at work, you take time. You plan your time so that you invest spiritually. You can't start sweating. Begin generally, you sweat. First day, sweat. You know, like I said, the first service, my friend flew in from the UK to attend the program. Somebody paid his own ticket from UK to attend. Come and attend the program here. Then somebody's, he came from United Kingdom. You are in United Kingdom of Ago or Isolo, and you couldn't come. That's disgraceful. Work. We all have what? Work. You make out time. We had friends that lived in Lagos, but where they stay is far. They came to this area and rented a hotel just to attend the program. So no excuses. Too early. We are all in this mess because the first man messed up. The first affects the rest. Even in those olden days, God used to tell them that every child that opens the womb, you must dedicate that child to me. It's a principle of first. That's why God understands the principle of first. How you behave or treat the first affects the rest. You don't start your beginning of year with holiday or go to the beach. If your year goes well, you can own a beach. But instead, you went to play. Come on, say here. So the principle of seed time and harvest time is a principle that can't be broken. And for us to flourish like the palm tree, once a tree, a plant, or anything like that is mentioned in scripture, or even in anything, one thing you must realize that there must be seed. For a tree to be planted, you must first plant seed. For a tree to be planted, or to exist, there must be somebody that planted it. So this year, if you want to see flourishing, then you must be willing to plant seed. Flourishing, you must be willing to do what? Plant seed. And that's what that scripture says, Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, that God can, don't be deceived. They say, don't be deceived. That means don't deceive yourself and don't let anybody deceive you. Hey, don't deceive yourself and don't let anybody do what? Deceive you. Africans, because you like magic so much, 419, they always dupe you people. We like free money, MMM. Crypto. Hey, magic. See, the principle of money anywhere is seed time and harvest. You must sow value and you must get money. That's how it works. Anybody promising you want cheap money? People like when they hear cheap money. You just drop 1 million, you get 20 billion. Woo! Africa like that one. Go and work, my friend. Real lasting wealth. We can all trace the value being given. Any value you can't trace, go and rest though. You are the value. It's your money that is the money they're waiting for. Say they're doubling money, they came to call you. Have you seen anywhere nobody really doubling money call you? If you can double money, you can call somebody. You don't double my 100,000 till you become 100 billion. I'll go and call somebody. Why? Say they came to call you that they're doubling money. You really? You are the money. Africa. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Don't be deceived and don't let anybody deceive you, sir. The secret to increase is to sow. No shortcut inside. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. The principle for flourishing is planting a seed. And seed is not only money. Seed is every action that brings the right results. So for instance, the action to having children is two adults having sex. Preferably husband and wife. Preferably, but you know it doesn't always follow that pattern. If you are not married and you are having sex, sooner or later, pregnancy will come out. That's how to get pregnant. It's seed time. You can't pray. He said, God cannot be mocked. Give me a message translation. Give me a message translation. He said, don't be misled. No one makes what? A fool of God. What a person plants, he will what? Harvest. The person who plants selfishness, ignoring the needs of others and ignoring God. So we had this kind of major program and you didn't show up. Guess what? You were ignoring the event. You were ignoring God. See the next verse. It says, harvest a crop of weeds. When you ignore spiritual things, weeds will grow. He said, all he will have to show for his life is weeds. But the one who plants in response to what? To God. Letting God's spirit do the growth work in him, harvests what? A crop of real life, eternal life. I don't want to waste time into this. But I've explained to you that this natural world is a dying world. What we need as Christians to live a supernatural life, and that one comes when we plant the seed of the word. The seed of spiritual activity in response to God. Okay, so what we need at every time we desire to flourish is to plant the relevant seed. The relevant seed. If you don't like your harvest, check your seed. If you don't like your harvest, check your seed. We want to plant the relevant seed. So if a couple gets married, they did a powerful wedding, they did a powerful premarital counseling, they blessed them in the church, they did Thanksgiving the next Sunday, and 1 year after they don't have children, and they come to church and say, Pastor, join hands with us. We are believing God to have twins, but my wife is not pregnant yet. Pray with us. And the pastor anointed them first with a bottle of oil. After he finished the bottle of oil, he brought a gallon of oil. After he finished the gallon of oil, he brought a tanker of oil. And he sprayed them with a hose of oil. And he tells them, you're going to have children. If I be a man of God, you will have children this year. Then you ask them, how often do people have sex? Say, Pastor, we are Christians. We've not had sex since we married. What year will they have to that child? But this is what African Christians do. They mock God every day. They mock the principle and the wisdom of God every day. Who is in agricultural business here? You're in agri business. Can I see your hand? Anybody in agri business? Nobody's interested in agri. That's why Nigeria is poor. Are you in agri business? Sure. Do you own a farm or you partner with someone? Or how do you? You own a farm. Where is your farm? Eh? Lagos, but agri. How many? What's the size? 7 acres. What do you plant there? Maize. Good. So imagine I go to next to his own farm. I also buy 7 acres like him. But me, I'm wiser than him. After I clear it, I call 7 prayer warriors from our prayer department. Put them in the 7 corners of the farm with anointing oil. And they pray in tongues. Matakaladaya. Lobo loco satagala da 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 da, by fire, by force. I anoint and they anoint the farm. Then I call the 5 major men of God in Nigeria. Give them a powerful seed. As a man of God, speak over the land. And Pastor Deboye comes. I say, my daddy say, this land will flourish. Amen. And Bishop Oyedepo comes. I decree! No weed survives here. Only flourishing. Are you here, somebody? And I call the other 5 men of God. They all decree over the land. Thy 9 months will return for the harvest. A harvest of testimonies. Amen. Then end of the year, I invite them again to see the harvest. And they ask me, oh, what did you plant? I say, nothing. Is that prayer you prayed, though? There isn't a hope for a harvest. You see how you're laughing a bit? You're trying to mock the system of God when you're busy praying for what you should be sowing for. You are mocking the structure of God. And that's what the bulk of African Christians do. We like prayer, miracle prayer especially. That's God never designed us as believers to live by miracles. I beg you in the name of God, listen carefully. I'm not even just saying this to you people in the church, to African Christians, especially in Nigeria. Because too many people are suffering for nothing. This is why people hate pastors. What we are getting. God never designed us as believers to live by miracles. Miracles are a sign. That's why it's called signs and wonders. Miracles are what? A sign. It's like the signboard of this church. The signboard of the church is not this church. So go and stand at the signboard and say, I'm waiting for service to start. It will never start. The signboard is to point you to the church. The signs are to point you to the God that does the signs. But unfortunately, African Christians go and line up for the signs. It's like a marketer. When somebody's marketing, they give him one or two of the products. Am I correct? If you're selling something, they give you one or two of the products. That's not the business. The person takes that and shows him, oh, this drink, we just imported it. It's very good. They are expecting you, after I show you, to go to the manufacturer and place an order. This one I'm holding is not the one. This one bottle is a sample. But African Christians go and line up in front of the marketer. And the marketer, they give him only how many? Two bottles. So he gives Mr. One, give Mr. Two. The rest of the people gathered there are not going to get. They are not going to get. So all this rushing for prayer and miracle prayers, it's not how to flourish. It's a sign. It's like a lottery system. They will give one or two people. The rest go to the proper channel and place an order for the drink. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? God never designed us to live by miracles. That's why Jesus Christ said, man must not live by bread alone, but by what? I can't hear you, but by what? You don't even know it, but by what? Look at this. Jesus answered and said, it is written. Okay, give me the scripture before this. Give me the scripture before this. DJ, what's happening? Please follow the story. When the tempter came, He said, what did he tell Jesus Christ? What did he tell Jesus Christ to do? People are not answering well. You said you don't understand what I'm saying. What did he tell Jesus to do? He told Jesus, do a miracle. Do a miracle. Turn stone to bread. Now, can Jesus turn stone to bread or not? We saw him multiply bread when it was necessary, have you? But just say that. That's not how we do. We don't just go about turning stone to bread to eat. He said, no. He said, the normal way for a Christian to live their everyday life is by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. We live by the word. Jesus can turn stone to bread easily. But he said, that's not the process. That's not the process of Christianity. It's like somebody saying, you just walk on water. So you go and sell your car, and every time you touch mainland, you jump inside water. It's only once it will happen. Because you will drown that day. Yes, there are miracles. Yes, God will come through for you. But you see, the miracle prayer system is an advertisement for everybody to go to the supplier. Not to go to the marketer. Go to the supplier. It's only when we go to the supplier that everybody gets. When we go to the marketer, only two people will get. The two people will share that testimony. That brethren, praise the Lord. I've been looking for this energy drink since. And finally, I got one bottle. Hallelujah. Yes. From now on, the rest of you go to my fashion. But see, people gather there again the next day. It's like a lottery system. When two people win lottery, millions have played the lottery. Only two won. So for a graduate to finish school, say, what's your plan to prosper? I want to play lottery every year. It's foolishness. There's a slim chance you might win, but it's not likely. And that can be the plan of everybody. If we live by miracles, who will go to work? Why on earth am I going to work every day? Why on earth am I going to work? I'll just pray in the morning. Join prayer, miracle prayer in the morning. And go and sleep and hope that it's my turn today. The principle of prosperity is value. And sowing. either sowing effort, sowing work, sowing wisdom, sowing creativity, also sowing money. But you must be working. The principle of having children is having sex. That's how they have sex. That's how they have children, by having sex. We live by every word that proceeds. What they mean by every word? They mean we receive the wisdom of God. We apply that wisdom of God. We believe that wisdom of God in our hearts, and it produces. By that channel, everybody gets a miracle. Everybody gets a blessing. When we go to the word of God, everybody gets a blessing. Can you bring the scripture Pastor Mildred used to pray? Bring that scripture quickly that Pastor Mildred used to pray. See how everybody gets a miracle here. DJ, quickly, quickly. Ah, they were not in the service, though. And Femi has gone outside. Look at this. Look at this, guys. Say, but if you make yourselves at home with me, and my what? I can't hear you. My what? My words does what? At home in you. You can be what? Sure. When it's a miracle prayer, you are not sure today if today is your turn. You go every day begging and shouting God for the thing. He said, it's already yours. I've provided that. Just go and take your order. He says, he will be very sure that whatever you ask will be what? Listened to and what? But they say you must go to the word. We go to the word. We go and learn the word. That's why I said seek first the kingdom of God. That means you seek first the things of God. You learn the word. He said everything shall be what? Added. We don't beg for it. We don't pray for it. We don't shout for it. We go and apply the word. We go and put the word in our hearts. We don't live by miracles. Somebody asked a very powerful question yesterday, because during the conference, one of the ministers prayed for the sick, prayed for legs and deaf ears and a lot of testimonies. But a lot of other people didn't receive. A lot of other people didn't. People came on wheelchair. People came that had stroke. A lot of them went back the same way. So somebody asked a question yesterday in the Q&A we had. He said, why is it that when they prayed for people to receive miracles, some people received, some didn't receive? I said, that's a very good question that Nigeria Christian needs to learn. Because a miracle service never covers everybody. It's not designed to. The thing that covers everybody is applying and receiving the word of God. Miracle prayer never covers everybody. It's a lottery system. A few will get, a few won't get. Most times, it's a very smaller number that gets. Are you here, somebody? Jesus himself didn't heal everybody. You know that when there was COVID, some mumusious people were saying, why don't pastors go to COVID center and release everybody? Mumusious thinking. When Jesus was here, he didn't heal everybody. When he raised Lazarus from the dead, he didn't go from there and to other tombs. Lazarus, comfort, then he moves over. Michael, comfort. Linda, comfort. Jennifer, comfort. Everybody, comfort. And all the grave open and jump out. Is that what he did? He did not do that. Jesus didn't heal everybody. There were sick people. The people were dying of sickness when Jesus was alive. People were dying of sickness and they would bury them properly. You are dead, my brother. Be going. Because a miracle system is never the system of God. If God runs this earth by miracles, nobody will go to work. Nobody will read the Bible. I'll just join a miracle prayer every day for somebody to pray for me. That's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to think. I'm not going to go to church, self. I won't even go to church. I will never have a prayer life personally. There's nothing God is doing that is taking you away from him. Everything he's doing is taking you, connecting you to him. Not to what he can do. To him. Because when you know him, you get everything that is his. But African Christians, we like the miracle system. Many people will suffer. You will jeer. You know jeer. You will suffer. Because that's not the system of God at all. It's not a miracle system. It's a every word system. Go to the word. Jesus didn't heal everybody. As powerful as Jesus was. If Jesus was a Nigerian pastor and he raised Lazarus, you know what will happen the next day? Or everybody will bring the picture of their obituary, of their people that died. Say, sir, good morning, sir. Bless you, man of God. My cousin died last week. Okada jam him, sir. Can you call him? His name is Jonathan. Can you call him? That's what in Africa, you see a long line. People were obituary. This one died 10 years ago. I know he looks late. But I have faith you can still call him. His chief Mwobushe, call him for me.
Rich men, we start to accept, say, now if I die, this is flight money, and move straight to Jesus. Let him call me. This is my line. Not nine, not. You trust Igbo guys now? People, they will open agency. Die and come back, international agency. Call us, we will call you. If you die. Nonsense that Africa does. Nonsense that Africa does. God's system is not a miracle system. It's a principle system. That's why no farmer goes to anoint his farm without planting seed. So if you're not, with this program in income, you're not reading the Bible on your own at home, you're not praying at home, or you want God to do miracles, no, your year is going to end the same way. Because you didn't plant anything. Are you here, somebody? Jesus didn't heal everybody. Now, you see, two interesting stories. I don't have time to go into all of them. But you see, even when Jesus was here, all his miracle crusades, not everybody that got healed. There were some places he went to, he said they didn't receive him, and he could not do any mighty works there. Because they didn't abide in the word. The word of God didn't abide in them. So he couldn't do anything. They were doubting him. He said he could not do anything. Jesus Christ. Give me the scripture. He said he went to his own. Look at this. And he did not many mighty works there because of what? He could not do Jesus Christ. He could not do mighty works there. Now, the same Jesus Christ, another day, he was going to pray for somebody. But there was a woman that had the issue of blood. That means she had continuous period. Unstoppable. For about 12 years or thereabout. And the Bible said she had heard of Jesus. What does that mean? That's the word of God. She had heard of Jesus. So her faith. See, when you hear, when they say every word that proceeded, when you receive the word is a seed for faith. Anywhere you plant the word, the harvest you get is faith. Once faith is released, you can get anything you want. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So they planted the word. She had heard of Jesus. And she also repeated the word. She was saying, if I touch his garment, I've made whole. Apart from that, she now acted on the word she heard. That's what faith is. Faith is hearing the word, believing the word, speaking the word, and acting on the word. That's it. So she heard the word, she received the word, she also spoke the word, then she took action. Her action was even the biggest part of the faith. Because that time, if you were a woman with issue of blood, you can't come to a public place because you're always bleeding, you're unclean, you are termed unclean. So you can't come to a public place. So for her to even show up in that place was a risk. Apart from her showing up there, if you have ever been a woman before, or you have been bleeding before, I know what I'm saying, so you know nowadays, some people were a woman before, they were not a woman again. If you have ever been a woman before, and you are bleeding, you know that if you have a serious flow, you are literally drained and dazed, and your energy is very low. This woman has been bleeding for how many years? Eh? Somebody bleeding, you can know that she's very thin. They say she has suffered many things of many physicians. Then that she was also broke. If she's broke, it means she can't eat as well as. So this woman, everything was against her going. But she went. That was the demonstration of her faith. And when she got there, it was not even a miracle service. Oh my God. I say it was not a miracle service. He just was going somewhere. People were hailing him and touching him. And the Bible says she touched. Jesus didn't pray for her. Oh my God, Africa, can you understand this? That there was no prayer for her. They didn't pray for her. They didn't pray for her. This misconception that someone will pray for you before you get blessed, you're wasting your own time. When your faith is up, we don't even need to pray. We can teach on marriage and you get blessed. You get a car. We can teach on fasting and you will get a million naira contract. Because when you come to the depot, when you come to the manufacturer, they have all kinds of products. They were not praying that day, but she brought her faith. She brought her healing faith to a teaching meeting. It doesn't matter because they say when you abide in him, you make your home in him, and his words make his own home in you, you will ask whatever you like. Doesn't concern the service. Sometimes you don't even need to be in the service. You can be right at home and get your miracle. And it's sure 100% of the time. 100%. I kid you not. I kid you not. 100% it works if the right seed is planted and the right action is taken. So she went there and she touched Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ stopped and said, who touched me? They said, oh, everybody's pushing you. Sorry, there's a crowd. He said, no, not that I touched. Somebody touched me. They didn't understand. He was pushing them aside. He said, people don't know what I'm saying. Somebody touched me, Joe. He now saw the woman. The woman came and said, sorry, I'm not going to touch you. And she said, look at what he said. And when the woman saw that she was not healed, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before the people, and for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. When was she healed? Immediately. But when did she start planting the word of the faith? Long before that time. You see. Next verse. It says, and he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort. My prayer and shouting. Because the way I shook when I prayed for you, it made you whole. Is that what he said? My spitting, because I spat on you when I shouted. I said Jesus' name 3 times, then you got healed. Is that what he said there? I anointed you with oil. Rewind. And you were healed. Is that what they said there? What does it say? Whose faith? Was it Jesus' faith? Her faith. So Jesus didn't heal everybody. But you see, people that contacted him with their faith, they definitely got a miracle. The power of God. On. If you don't plug anything, you say, my phone is dying. Yes, your phone is dying. Even though there's power in the house, you must plug it and on it. If not, you can even be living inside the generator and your phone die. Does somebody get what I'm saying? So God's system is not a miracle system. It's a build your faith system. Unfortunately, most Africans don't have time for that. They want to go to the beach. They want to drink Heineken overnight and receive miracle in the morning. That you say you are fooling yourself. That's what I said. God cannot be mocked. You are deceiving yourself. And what is a seed? Luke, the same Luke says the seed is the word of God. So one of the seed you must plant is the seed of the word of God. You have to be reading the Bible by yourself. If you don't have a Bible pattern, a Bible study pattern, do miracle prayer morning, afternoon, night. Do miracle prayer morning, afternoon, night. And you know the sad thing? Even the person that gets miracle in a miracle prayer, that's just one area of his life. If you know anything about life, you know that one miracle never solves all your problems. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Except you have not lived life. If you have lived life, oh God, give me a miracle wife. That's just one issue. When I got married, it took us about 8 years to have children. Finding wife was a miracle for me because I suffered in this Lagos. It's not looking for a wife that I knew Lagos, the new road in Lagos. I had scouts because after I searched Atataya, I planted scouts in all the big churches. In Redeem, Fountain of Life, everywhere. I say, if people say any good Christian girl, love God, just call me. And true, my friends were active. They say, hey, Pastor, be coming now. Be coming now. There's somebody you must meet. I'll enter car. Pow! Poo, poo, poo. Beat traffic. Poo, Ridja. Where is she? Where is she? Look by your left. The one in green. I said, where? I said, that one in green. I said, that one? I said, why you know Maria? Nonsense. This is why you call me. Sometimes I'll go from first. And not a joke. It's funny to you, not funny to me. Sometimes I'll leap from first act to Badagry. Say, Pastor, be coming now. She will soon leave. So you have to come quickly. Pew! Enter road to Badagry. I'll read there. The girl, nothing they hear. Ladies, you must learn. Your shape can attract a man, but being sharp is what will keep the man. Most ladies, because you are emotional by nature, you need to be conscious about building your mind. If you are not careful, all the videos you watch on YouTube are makeup videos. My brother, do you know that women watch makeup videos? They watch Under Woman making herself up. It's like me as a man watching a man Barbie's hair. But women are incredible. They watch Under Woman making up. One of the ladies that have the highest YouTube channel in Nigeria is a makeup channel. She just makes up every day. And she has... What are you watching? So as a woman, that's your tendency. So if you're not careful, you won't build your mind. You just want to marry. That's why women love love. If women see two people loving, they say, ah, do you know her? Do you know them? But they love love. So if you're not careful as a woman, you won't build your mind. All you're building is your body. You will attract the man. No? After I talk to you for 2 minutes, you say, nothing. No intelligence, no conversation. You can't hold conversation. So when they come to Badagry, some of those guys, I'll talk to them for a moment. Nothing they hear. I'll be thinking, how will I escape this place now? The guy will say, you're not talking, no, I will soon leave. The man will say, leave. Now, how you go live self at the think? Because I come from far place. Some of my friends come from Badagry. Think I want to stay here long? So, getting wife is one miracle. God did that one. Then, we now waited 8 years for my wife to have a baby. See, imagine if I was doing miracle prayer. Oh, God. Oh, God. Any one miracle, just one. You need plenty. And the way to get it is by getting the word. That way, you are living in a miraculous every day. Not that they pray for you. No, that's never sustainable. It's never God's design. Jesus was the biggest miracle worker, but the services Jesus had was more teaching than prayer. The ones he stayed, that people stayed overnight, and they had to serve them food. It was a teaching program. They were teaching the word of God, and people stayed for days, and they did not eat. It was when they did not eat, he now did miracle by the side for them to eat and continue the crusade. But he said, Africa, you just won't even teach one thing. Every day, he's praying for people. No. He taught them the word. Paul, them were teaching one time. The service went for hours, teaching. One person fell. He was sleeping. You saw those guys that don't, you know those guys that sleep in service. They will go and play in the night, watch Netflix in the night, then Sunday morning. So the service, I don't know how long they did the teaching service. It was very long. The guy was sitting by the window. He slept off and fell and died. That's when the miracle came. They now did a miracle for him to wake up and continue the teaching service. If it's in Africa, all the service is miracle service. No teaching. So the average Christian doesn't even know anything for himself. Are you here, somebody? So God wants you to live by the principle of the word. That woman got healed because she knew the word. And he said the seed is the word of God. Look at the DJ, everybody read it. He said the seed is the word of God. And it says some brought forth 30-fold, some brought forth 60-fold, and some brought forth 100-fold. But you see, everybody got a harvest. When it's done by the word of God, everybody gets what? A harvest. Jesus is the biggest miracle worker, yet he never dwelled on it. So, let me read TPT version of Galatians 6:7, and I'll start to round up there. TPT version, Galatians 6:7. It says, make no mistake about it. God will never be mocked. What you plant will always be the very thing you what? Harvest. Next verse. He said, the harvest you reap reveals what? The seed you have planted. If you don't like your harvest, guys, go and check your seed. If you don't like how your life is going, don't shout at anybody. Don't blame Buhari. He has tried his best. He has tried his best. If you don't like your harvest, go and check your seed. That's what they said. Stop being angry with other people's harvest because you don't know their seed. This is why people hate us sometimes as pastors. See, you are driving big car. All your members are poor. They too should go and sow. I used to be poor. I was poor. There's no story of poverty you give me that I have not had. I've bought bone in the market before. Before that, I didn't know they sell bone in the market. Because my parents were okay until I was on my own. And I found out that my parents' money is not my money. I bought bone in the market. And we had dog. People thought it was a dog we were buying it for. The dog knew the same. They were human dogs. Eating the bone. I've seen poverty. So they're no, you can't harass me with the poverty. That you have had rent, you couldn't pay. I've been there. One time, said, even church couldn't pay rent. They locked my car in the place we're using. And even members' car. You know, same people that came to church, they locked all of us car for hours so that we must go and pay our balance. So I had to beg them to allow church members to go. They kept my own car. I trek home, me and my wife. So you want to tell me, you can't harass your poverty. If I have money to buy it, I'll buy it. I'm not that kind of person that will be angry with you. Hey, don't worry. You will grow. Go and sow your own seed. If you want to know how I will share how I did it, you can work. See, when it's the word of God, it works for everybody. That's the beauty of it. Nobody's higher than that. If it's the word, it applies to everybody. I've been poor. Can't harass me to your poverty. Don't see the movie, but if don't give me, I'll die tomorrow. I said, die. I can't be harassed. I've been poor. That's why I'm sweating and shouting to teach it because I know it works for everybody. The same God is rich unto all that call upon him. He said, if you don't like your harvest, did you bring the scripture back? Check your seed. If the harvest you reap is what reveals the seed that was planted. Go and plant seed. Go and plant the right seed. I'm
trying to resist reading the long story. So, the principle is plant your seed. Now, the seed can be the word of God, like we've established. It can be your actions. But this morning, I'm also talking about the seed of money. One of the principles of increase is to plant financial seeds. The principle is that God, Paul planted, Apollos watered, God gave the increase. God always multiplies the seed sown. 2 Corinthians 9 says so, that the God that gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater, he will multiply your seed sown. The principle of sowing is that when you sow, God never gives you back what you sow. He always multiplies it. My January is always a sowing period. I always sow intensively in January so that I coast throughout the remaining months of the year. See, I don't care how broke you are. I've been there. You will start from where you are. God is not impressed by size. He's impressed by faithfulness and faith. Start from where you are. If 200 naira is your giving that is sacrificial, start there. We all started somewhere. If 200,000 is where you want to start, start there. But the principle is this. Now, he that ministereth seed to the sower, 2 Corinthians 9:10, he said, both minister bread for your food and will do what? I can't hear you. He will do what? He will multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits or the harvest of your righteousness. God will increase and multiply whatever you have sown. I'm not the one that wrote this. But I've enjoyed it. I won't lie for you. I enjoyed this scripture. I enjoyed last year so much. God is good. Nigeria economy is not your problem. Yes, the economy is tough, but see, you are sowing the wrong seed by listening to that information. I've told you many times, I don't watch news. I've not heard any good news from them in any times, any for years. This is the news I read, that God will multiply my seed sown. Ah, that's simple. I can qualify. I can sow today and trust God to start multiplying. Are you here, somebody? I'll read you somebody's testimony as we pray this morning. It blessed me so much, and I feel it will bless you. So no matter where you are, throughout this conference, we actually sowed different seeds, and I want to challenge you. I want to challenge you, everybody, to sow this morning. As you are led of God, nobody will chase you. I've passed the stage of motivating you. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? God will multiply your seed sown. It's a natural principle. When you plant corn, is it the same amount of corn you plant that comes out? He multiplies it. How does it happen? The same way we don't know how he will do this one. But when you start planting your financial seeds as a believer, even if you're a student, the principle is say for workers alone. Even if you're a student, start with that thing you have. God will start blessing you with creativity, with ideas, and with favor. Do you understand? This money won't, it's not that you pick money, oh. Africa, I know you like magic. It's not that you pick money. What happens when you sow? For instance, now, okay, I'm a preacher. Let me use myself as an example. By the way, the people that think we don't work, they think people dash us money. Since I became a pastor, nobody has dashed me money before. People sow into the grace of my life. Nobody has seen me that never knew me. I said, this guy, I want to dash you money. It has never happened. What people have done is that, oh, your messages have blessed me. Nobody has dashing money. Now, what am I preaching? Hey, let me, pastor, come. Farmer, come. Just stand in front. I hope you guys can see them, right? What is the difference between this pastor and this pastor? Why will this one have a jet, have 10 cars, whatever? This one can't pay children's school fees. They are both preaching the same Bible. It's the same way two lawyers are different, two bankers are different. When you sow your seed, it's not that God brings a wheelbarrow from a stranger. Just come and say, they say you sowed seed 3 years ago. Now the harvest with this. Now Paul, no. If he's a banker, a lawyer, a pastor, whatever, when he sows seed, God, number one, gives creativity. I don't have time to give you details of scripture today because of my time is already up. Gives creativity. So this guy begins to do something unique that other people don't do. Another thing God gives him is favor. So he's working. So giving and receiving is not for those that are not working or those that won't work. So if you're a student and you start giving, you know what God will do for you? He will start showing you things that your mates don't know. The first millionaire in our ministry was a student. First ever millionaire was a student. Crazy giver. The guy was a crazy giver. He will come and say, pastor, what can we do? He will come and let's buy AC. Crazy giver. I've never seen a giver like that guy before. Student in Lasso was the first millionaire in our ministry. He was a photographer.
They will call him from Nigeria to go and take a picture in London. My brother, is there no photographer in the whole of London? Why would you fly somebody? Does it make sense to you? Why would they fly? And this is not a joke. It's a real human being that I know. Why would they fly somebody from Lagos to go and do photographer in London? It doesn't make, you will pay him and pay his ticket. It makes no sense. Before me, I even saw local airport. That guy, he's a student. We're all youth fellowship then. Airport was under 20. He used to go to Ghana, go to South Africa. I've never seen international airport that time. So this is the, you can't terrorize me with your property. Nah. Me instead, I'll terrorize you with testimony. Nah. I've seen too much. I've seen too much of the word of God produced. So tell me I'm a student. That's why I'm broke. You are broke when you're not sowing, not because you're a student. They were calling him to come and to take photographs for him. One of the biggest sons I have in this house, I'm trying to mention him too much. He's an MC. You know MC? They call him to Italy. Call him to UK to do MC. My brother, is there no MC in the whole of UK? Because this one you're calling from Nigeria, you pay his ticket and still pay him in foreign currency. I have a son like that in this church. They fly him to Italy. He's always booked. And it's not a joke story. Anytime he comes to see me, he brings dollars. $1,000 from his trips. He will show me. When you share testimony with proof, I believe you. So why is this guy different from this guy? So I'm a preacher. Why am I blessed? Because sometimes, even me, I don't know what I do. But I can be praying at home. God will say, this is the message you preach today. That's inspiration. I'll come and preach. I mean, somebody come after service. I say, I told you last, can I sit down? About 2 weeks ago in December, one guy came. He said he came from Port Harcourt. He said, I've never been to our church. I've never been to all this place. He's a businessman. He came to buy some things for his business. But he had to, God told him to come and bless me and support our ministry. He had to Google to know the service I'll be in. So he came for last service on the island because he knows I'm not rushing off. After service, he came to the front to greet me. He said, my name is so-and-so. I never met you before, but your ministry has blessed me. And God said, come on. So he said, he just did like this. He did like, his native was wearing. He just did like this and brought out $10,000 in cash. No envelope. I was very embarrassed because everybody was there. He did like so. What am I preaching? It's not the same. There are many preachers everywhere. Many, in fact, people are even more powerful preachers, but they don't sow. So if you think you want to harass me with poverty, it's too late. Too late. My January is heavy sowing. Then I coast. The remaining months of the year, I coast. my birthday last year, my birthday is January 29 this year, so please, all of you, be led. My birthday last year, somebody sent me $50,000 in cash. Anonymously. I don't know the person. 50K in cash. They sent driver. And you say, Buhari is your problem. You say, Buhari is your problem. It's not. If you don't like your harvest. Don't be moved by all this receiving. No. I can share the giving side of it, but no time. I've given also in heavy thousands. I've given $100,000 in one seed before. So if somebody is with you because I say $50,000, I give more. So the harvest too comes like that. God multiplies your seed. So it's not the preaching. Everybody works. Everybody's working. But when you, as a child of God, so God now begins to give you creativity. You get ideas. You get opportunities. You get favor. And your own multiplies. It works for everybody. So don't think I'll be rich because I'm a pastor. No, there are many broke pastors everywhere in the world. Plenty of them. Okay, let's read this person's testimony. Then we'll close. He said, I have a testimony. I have struggled with giving this testimony publicly because I'm still in awe of what God has done. But after tonight's service, during the gaining momentum, okay, I know my testimony is a seed that must be sown so that someone's faith, will greatly increase in the absoluteness of God's reward. She now said, when I sold the Lexus, that means she gave the Lexus 460. Now, this Lexus 460 is me she sold it to January last year. She gave me this Lexus. She said, when I sold the Lexus 460, she said, I put this number intentionally. I did not have a car to my name. My assistants had their own cars, but I did not have a car, but I heard God clearly, including the time limit to drop the seed. So she gave her only Lexus. She didn't have a car. Because some people think giving is when it's convenient. No, no, no. The real giving that will bring a mega breakthrough must also be mega sacrifice. He said, let me now tell you what God has done. She said, in 2022, God blessed us with the following cars. I'm coming. She said, I have never seen this type before, but it happened. Number one car, a 2022 Lexus 600, 2022. That's why she said, the one she gave was 460, the one God gave her was 600. A 2022 Mercedes GT43, a 2021 G-Class, a 2021 GLE 350, a 2022 Rolls-Royce Ghost, and a 2022 Toyota Land Cruiser. She said, I was afraid to share this testimony just in case someone thinks it's a lie. True. If I didn't know her, I won't read this testimony. It looks funny. But she sent me the pictures of the car, and the 460 she's talking about is me she gave it to. So I'm a part of it. I know it's real. And I know only her can drive all these cars. You understand? I'm just thinking ahead. I'm just thinking, oh. Because where's one kind of the car to go? I don't think only her can drive all this car. So as the Lord. So when I'm reading this kind of thing, you now come and tell me God is not faithful. I'll just be looking at you and say, when you're serious, you come. Everybody must start where you are. Start where you are. I've seen God being good. I've seen God be. See, anybody that's just suffering, you have not made up your mind, that's why. Make up your mind and start to do what this word says. Plant your seed, you'll multiply it. And plant faithfully, plant continuously, plant patiently. It's not kalokalo. It's not that you plant this month, it must happen next month. It doesn't work like that. You walk with God. Keep planting the seed of the word of God in your heart. Before you know it, the harvest will come. And some of you, it's not even money you need. It might be something else you need, but the same principle. Go and get scriptures that cover that area. Let the scriptures make a home in your heart. And you will ask whatever you want. And you will be sure it will be listened to and acted upon. Were you blessed this morning? I don't believe you. Were you blessed this morning? Hallelujah. Rise to your feet everywhere. Thank you, Jesus. Quickly, one also challenge people to give. Throughout the conference, we actually asked people to give. Some sold $1 million and above. Some gave $1,000 throughout the period. In case you missed it, this is your time to partake. And even if you were there and you want to still sow more, please, you can't outgive God. He's not begging you. It's still your money that will be returned back to you. So he's not begging you. But if you were never, if you didn't participate in any of them, this is a good chance. Some gave $1,000, some gave $1 million and above. Or any amount you feel you can give at your size. God knows your size. You can't intimidate him with numbers. He knows your size. But I want to pray over every giver. My January is heavy sowing. That's what I do in my January. Then I start reaping all through the year. So if you have a seed in your heart that you want to sow, have a particular figure that you want to give. You're not finding God something. It's not like a security guard greeting you and you find him 59. That's not what we're doing. You are sowing a particular special seed this morning. You know, something you will sow in this month of January. But I want you to have the figure because I want to pray over you quickly. I want to pray for you. So I need to have the figure in your heart. Everybody should participate. Like I said, the first millionaire that was raised here was a student. So you can't be too young to start. God knows your size. Let's pray. If you have the figure in your heart, can we bow our heads and let's pray. Father, I thank you for everyone starting their January with a seed in their hands. Lord, you said in your word that whatever a man sows, that shall he reap. You also said in your word that you multiply our seed sown and increase the harvest of our righteousness. Lord, I pray for everyone sowing a seed this morning and even this month. As they have laid in their heart to sow, Lord, I decree over them a mighty harvest will come in the name of Jesus. Honor your word and multiply their seed sown. Let them experience favor this year. Let them experience inspiration this year. They will flourish even like the palm tree this year in the mighty name of Jesus.
Praise God.